Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News Destination Report. And once again, it is Mazeppa Bay with Owen Richter. And this time Owen is back. He's just covered Mazeppa to Port St. John's. And the heavy rains has caused some serious havoc, and there are some serious safety concerns to be taken note of. So here is Owen with what he's been hearing and seeing over the last couple weeks.
Well, guys, it's me, Owen Richter, from Wild Coast Angling Tours and Adventures. And yeah, we're straight back into the Wild Coast and giving you guys a hot off the press news of the Wild Coast from Mazeppa Bay right up to Port St. John's, guys. Listen, we had a hell of a rain last week, guys. And a lot of guys don't understand if I say a lot of rain. A lot of rain means low water bridges are covered. They are flowing a bat out of hell. You still get fools trying to cross the bridges. It's not worthwhile. Rather phone or go back from where you came and tell the people, listen, you know, it's flooding, you have to stay one more night. There's some guys now, the last week or so, they've been trying to cross bridges, get swept off, vehicles are swept off, full of children in it. And I always say, guys, if you want to walk across, put a rope around your waist, let someone hold it, walk across. And if you feel like the water's going to sweep your feet underneath you, that means your vehicle won't be able to cross. So I normally say, if it's anything deeper than your knee, be aware. Lower than your knee, you can still cross it, but don't, when I say cross it, walk through it first, look for stones and stuff. Secondly, guys, getting straight back to fishing Mazeppa Bay, you know, we can choose the date, but not the weather. With that, we managed to get a couple of lines out, and yeah, wind was pumping, we had rain, early morning, just like a northwesterly blowing, and we managed to drop some bait to the cart. Used quite a smaller cart and a strong wind, and we managed to scratch together a couple of little grey sharks. Scratching in the dirty water, remember that the water is dirty on top, not always right at the bottom. That's off the island. We managed to catch a couple of salmon, catfish, rock cods, and some odds and ends, smaller fish, some sand sharks, and a little duckbill. Guys, 2023 is in full swing, please. Be aware when you're coming to the Wild Coast, when you're going through all these towns, a lot of criminal activities in Tata, in Port St. John's, coming through Butterworth in the Eastern Cape. I'm speaking Eastern Cape now. When you come through there, make sure your canopy is locked, or make sure the guys are watching the back of your canopy or your open vehicle, as these guys are professional thieves. As good as we fish, this is as good as they can steal. Not nice going away and you look again and a guy grabs your bag off the back of your pickup and it's gone. So yeah, rather be aware coming through these towns, even your trailers, make sure your trailer, when you hook it onto your towage, you've got a lock through there or a piece of blue wire tied on properly with a pair of pliers. The roads. The roads in the Wild Coast aren't good at all. They have been washed away. That's what's called the Wild Coast. And of course, you know, people are busy trying to fix up what they can. Starting up, going from Mazeppa Bay upwards, the Kar River, Mazeppa Kar Mouth upwards, the Kar River is in full flood. So the ferry coming from Kar Mouth into the Transkei, rather phone the ferry and find out if it's operating. Otherwise, you'll drive the whole way, then it's closed. From there onwards to Mazeppa Bay side, the roads are in poor condition, so just take it slow and watch. Upwards from there, Palmen, Bolompo Point, going to Hole in the Wall, Coffee Bay, the Anchorage Hotel, Charning, Doombi, Mtagaiki. Most of those low water bridges have been flooded and damaged bad. They are trying to fix them up, but just be aware when you're going to that area, pick up the phone the area, find out, listen, can you get there, can't you get there? Anduli and Veggiesville going down to Coffee Bay, Hole in the Wall. The guys have been striking, burning tires, cutting roads open there because they want the people to fix the road, but at the same time they're making more damage on the roads. So yeah, just be aware going that way. Rather pick up the phone Ocean View Hotel, phone Hole in the Wall, phone Bulls in Empalme, phone White Clay, all the places, find out how's the roads, can they come. Coffee Bay, at the moment that area has got no water, no electricity, so you cannot go there. If you do go there, you're going to battle. There's no water, no electricity for now. So self-sufficient if you have to go there. going up towards Port St. John's side. Also, the Mzimvubu River is flowing strong, guys. Going from Whiteclay up to Ferry Point, there was a landslide that crossed the road on the opposite, the northern side, Durban side of the Mzimvubu River. There was a landslide and they're trying to fix up and clear up there. So yeah, nevertheless, guys, once again, myself, Owen Richter from Wild Coast Angling Tours, and wish every single person out there safe travels and tight lines in your next adventure.
Thank you, Owen. Great to hear from you, my friend. And yeah, that serious heavy rains is certainly causing havoc down in the Port St. John's all the way up to Mazeppa area. Those low-level bridges really sweeping people away. So guys, please take note of all these safety concerns. Like Owen said, give your destination area a call and ask them whether it's safe to come with your vehicles. And also, just, you know, if you're already there, just rather make a call back home and say, guys, we're gonna have to stay another day, because safety comes first, guys. So guys, that is Mazeppa Bay destination report for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, the show is brought to you by Angler Custom Apparel. Make sure if you need anything to do with your customized fishing clothing for you or your team, Angler Apparel is the name to call. For the Angler News Fishing Destination Series, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future.